This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Death is a graduation into the presence of God. How can we get sad about that? You know, there's an old African proverb that says, when someone be born, we need to mourn. But when someone die, we need to celebrate. And I want to thank God for my kids, because that's what we did. We celebrated the life of LaTwanya, because truly, it was sweet and it was precious. And we thank God for the years that we had with her and what she taught us. She is even teaching us now, even in death. So we see that precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Why? Because he is delivering them out of this world of trouble, this world of sin, this world of pain, into his very presence. Do you not think that he is excited about that? And then, we want to talk about grief. I want you to know that grief is going to happen. We can't avoid it. It will happen through us, to us all. If you're living, something's going to die. And God is telling us that we must go through grief. Here's what I like, what the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 14. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 14. It says, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others that have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. You see, the Bible is not saying that we should not sorrow. It says we sorrow not as those that have no hope. We're not going to go falling all over the place thinking there's no more tomorrow. We are going to grieve because we're missing the presence of that person. But we have the hope that we'll see them again. We have the hope that they are in a better place, and we are going to praise God for it all. I want to take a look at the example that Jesus displayed. Let's look at the example that Jesus displayed. John chapter 11, verse 33 to 38. John chapter 11, verse 33 to 38. This is when Lazarus had died. Here's what it says. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her. Listen to this. He groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, where have ye laid him? They say unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold, how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore again, groaneth in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. What do we see here? We see three times that Jesus was groaning. He was groaning, and the Bible says in verse 33, was troubled. Wow. He was 100% God and 100% man.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.